Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour, this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and that's where all the information to support Aline and Narn and Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants in getting the clause reinstated in the agreement between the City of Seattle and Woodland Park Zoo. Very, very important. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, it's the first post up there after the show description. The list of all the email addresses and what to say is there. So please take time to write that paragraph off to all of those email addresses. Let's make sure that the public and the city has say-so over what animals and what's going on. Just so they can't bring elephants back, if nothing else. We can't let that happen again. Okie dokie, off the soapboxes. And, well, I can tell you it's Sunday. Tell you I'm excited. You didn't hear? I have a toilet in my house. Woohoo! We even flushed one on the air. Do you think anybody's ever done that before? I don't know. Never heard one. Anyway, I have a toilet in my house. I'm moving back in this afternoon, and I am thrilled about that. Natasha told me better be prepared for losing the toilet again for a day or two.
Yes. Maybe just a smidge longer if things plan. You know, things are so up in the air right now that I can get an image of something. But,
Well, and you can only read the energy as it is right now, and lots could happen between now and then. But it's just so worth it for me to be back there. If I have to end up having to use an outhouse or a camping toilet for a few days, I would be okay with that.
I get that.
Yeah. So I'm excited I get to do that this afternoon. And technically, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animals on this side or the other side, or personal awareness coaching with Natasha. And after spending last hour with Aline, we couldn't take any of your calls, but we can now. And do we have I know we had wanted to talk to Tina in the first hour, but she had to go to a riding lesson.
Mm-hmm. So, if Tina, you're still listening to us, give us a call back at the station. And right now, we actually have a caller on the line who sent us in an email, too, along with a picture of her and her dog. So thank you very much for doing that. And this is Joan, and I'd like to welcome to her to the show now. Welcome to the show, Joan. You're live with Natasha and Martha.
Hey, Joan.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. You made me appreciate my bathroom when I heard your story this morning.
Oh, wonderful, because that's so important. Say thank you. I'm so grateful every time you use it.
Oh. I hadn't even thought about it, so thank you.
Well, I hadn't either until I didn't have one to use. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, so be grateful. So
I will.
Joan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Renton.
Ah, okay. You are within my travel range. Yay.
Yeah.
I never know where. That's why I had to know that answer before we talked to you. Now, you send us a wonderful email. That's a picture of you with both of the dogs?
Yes, with Buddy, who's the lab dog, and then Negrita, the little Mexican rescue dog.
Okay, now the lab, he's a 7-year-old neutered.
He's about five.
Five, neutered male?
Yeah.
Neutered
yeah.
male? Okay, and then Negrita is the one that came from Mexico. She's
correct.
Did you say about four, you think? I can't remember.
I think she's like three or four. Yeah.
Okay, now, the picture, it's across the studio from me, and it's not huge, and they're dark in color. But
right.
from my perspective and looking at Negrita, she looks like a pit mix to me. Is that accurate, or what would you think?
I had her DNA done, and she's 15% shepherd, 15% pit, and then she's got about 20 other dogs in her.
Yeah.
So, Mexican street dog, but So, pit and shepherd, okay. And it looks like more of the pit genetics have come through on the physical body.
Yeah.
All right. So, you've had, Buddy is the lab.
Right.
And Negrita, I'm putting her down as a pit mix. You had Buddy since he was a puppy?
No, we actually adopted him from a family that had to move away, and they couldn't take him, and he was about 2 when we got him.
Okay.
So he's been with us a couple, 2-3 years.
Okay, and then you brought Negrita in, a rescue off the streets of Mexico.
Correct.
And you brought her in December?
In December, last December, yep.
Okay. Now, technically, you kind of followed the rules. The rules are when you have a one dog and you want to get a second dog, the idea and the recommendation is get smaller, younger, opposite sex, and that's the best chance of getting along. So it seems like you did that, but it sounds like maybe you're an exception to the rule because we aren't getting along perfectly, is that right?
Yeah, it's just intermittently, and I don't know what sets it off.
Okay, they describe it to us.
Yeah, they've had 4 good little spats where she bit him, and every time it's when we're not in the room.
Mm.
So I've never really seen, like, did he walk too close to her? You know, what set it off? I don't know.
And Buddy has been injured.
Yeah, he got bit this last couple weeks ago. He got bit on his ear, and he had to go to the vet and get it all cleaned out, and he's on antibiotics. It was a pretty good bite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not pleased to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the surface, you say, well, it's only happened 4 times. You know, I mean, they're
right.
Killing each other, and most of the time, I think you said they're pretty good friends. They sleep together and walk together and do all that kind of stuff.
Play together, yeah.
But this kind of a profile, when it only's happened a few times,
mm-hmm.
and especially when it's never happened in front of them, it's happening in another room, that makes it more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natasha might be able to help with this. Natasha, if you tune in to the two of them,
mm-hmm.
when they're together, and let's go this last, he was bit on the ear. They're in a room. The others aren't there. Can you get a sense for what happens? Does she go after him? Is he too close? Any idea what might be triggering?
Well, just getting the feeling, and the picture does help, because if you look at the picture, one dog has secure. The other one's head is a little bit low. And I know pictures are a snapshot of moments. I get
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But I'm also picking up on the energy. And she has had...
She's crouched a bit.
She's got a story.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah.
got a big story. And it was about survival. And
mm-hmm.
it was not... It was not always... She has trust. She's got trust in you, I can see. She's got trust in the bigger picture. She's grateful to be off the street. There's just this reoccurring moments where survival pops in
right.
and or this is my space pops in or,
mm-hmm.
you know, those old stories of being in survival mode pop
okay.
in. And
sure.
and it's not because with you being in the room, you're top. I can tell your energy is more top dog-ish feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not.
Joan's a good leader for her dogs. Okay.
She knows that she's getting rescues. Does that make sense? And that's the feeling that you get, right? That you know that you have to be more top dog, and you kind of got that story of I can deal with this. I can manage this, right?
Right.
And so with that she knows that you're a human who can take care of her. Yet at the same time, though, when you're not in the room, that comes back to her being in survival mode.
I see.
And it's not always consistent. It's more like, you know, like sometimes we just, you know, when our mind wanders off and it goes into a dark hole, and animals can do this too. Where
mm-hmm.
where they're simple-minded, yes, simpler-minded than a human, but they still have these reoccurring moments where it's like, and so what I'm getting is that she just goes back into these moments of street
that, mode. That helps, because the reason I said this is a little unusual
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
because usually in a story like this, the usual presentation is, the one of the two dogs mm-hmm. might fire up on the other one and snap or bite. But it usually always happens in the presence of the owner mm-hmm. because yeah. there's usually a bit of jealousy involved. Right. I don't want you close to my mom mm-hmm. or my dad. Don't get close to my food or whatever. It's something like that. This being is that it's happening in another room when the owners aren't around. See, that tells me there's something different going on. Mm-hmm. But see, that's why I like having Natasha here. See, because right. she can give me an insight and that this is survival mode for her.
Yeah, so, and I would get that this can happen even with you in the room because it's almost
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't call it the new language now is PSD or whatever that.
PSTD. PTSD.
There we go. But she has kind of a form of that energy
right.
around
okay.
her, if that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah. So, Joan, on, are you a regular listener?
Yeah, I try to. I try okay. to catch it as much as I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so when Natasha says PTSD, blam, 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 guess what that means? Nels mm-hmm. Rasmussen, mm-hmm. bioenergetic synchronization technique. Her nervous system has to be stuck, okay? And whatever's going on with him, he's triggering a flashback that puts her in that survival mode. Mm-hmm. So as part of this process, she needs to be reset and probably on a regular basis. So now, and because it's not happening all the time and really right. they're friends and get along, you right. have some options as to how you approach this. Mm-hmm. Approach number one would be Martha is focused on her toilet right now and putting her house back together. She probably couldn't see you for a week or so anyway. Okay. But you could get started with Nels right away. What mm-hmm. I think, and Natasha, you can let me know whether this is resonating or not, that you could, do his contact link on his website, spiritualpetconnection.com. Tell him you talked to Martha on the air. You need to talk to him. Okay. I think you need his do-it-yourself at home reset program. And I think you need some kind of a package. Intuitively, he can tune in. He will know whether her nervous system is stuck or not. He'll know what kind of work she needs. And he might need to give you the at-home program. You study it. You start working. And then he would do an in-person session with you to work on herself, make sure you're doing it right, give you additional points if you need it, but to keep her stable. And it's possible if this is PTSD and flashback mm-hmm. stuff,
right.
that some work with him and you being able to reset her, because they're friends in all other ways, that might be all you need to do. So
yeah.
before I go to what's the next step, Natasha, how did that feel?
It feels right for the moment. And then at the same time, you giving her the image of like padded bed, you know, those images of just calm, peaceful, secure moments will be also helpful for her. So there is those moments where I agree that Nels
well,
does
well, what
the
I
work.
Really want is that Nels' work will help her.
Yes, it
okay.
will help
That's
her.
That's what I want to know. All right. Now, Joan, how much time you got?
Oh, I've got time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any other callers on the line?
We just have one calling in right now.
Okay. Well, they'll
just called in.
Put them in line. Let's because we need it's the last hour of the show, Joan, so we got to kind of stay on schedule. We're
yeah.
going to take care of advertisers and then we'll come back and finish up with you and I'll tell you what the next option is and the kind of some stuff you can do with them at home. Okay? And what the program would be. So, stay right where you are, everybody. Your phone calls continue and find out what I have to say in Joan's situation and what she needs to do with these dogs to pull this off. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
All right, hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the third hour and last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, but also know that she is offering a free introductory session to any of you. All you have to do is text or call her and ask. So take advantage of this crazy woman before she regains her senses and stops giving away sessions, because boy, are they valuable. All you got to do is call her. She can work with you in her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery or remotely. Equally powerful. The number to call or text is 206-806-8 what is her number? 206-806-1992. No, I had it. 206-806-1992. And I think that covers it. You can call me for a free phone evaluation, but we'll probably play phone tag for a while. 360-217-7258. All righty, let's get back to, we're talking to Joan in Renton about her lab Buddy that was a rescue, had for a couple years or so, and then brought in Negrita, pit mix, shepherd, pit and shepherd mix, that's what we'll call her, in December off the streets of Mexico, got some PTSD going on, and Negrita's been snapping and at Buddy and caused some injury in the ear recently. So you still with me, Joan? Oh, hello, Joan? Do we... Nathan's tower.
Joan should be there. Joan, can you hear us okay?
I hear you fine.
Ah, all right. Okay. We just didn't hear you for a moment. Okay. So option number one is to get started with nails. And now the other possibilities are, just so you know, I do come to Renton, so I do sessions down there. If you wanted to do the best job possible, then having me come down to do a session with you is ideal. Because I get to meet the dogs, meet you, and work within the energy of it all. I don't necessarily think that's necessary, though, to get there, but that's, you know, a possibility. The things that I would do to get this relationship back on track is absolutely focus on the nails stuff, the Rasmussen reset, and keeping her nervous system in balance. Then you got to start working on their relationship, and she gets to go to a little doggy boot camp at home, which means, and I call it my no free lunch program. And it means she doesn't get anything for free. She has to earn everything. So she comes up and she doesn't get any touches or pets unless she asks for it. And when she asks for attention, you give her a command, ask her to sit. If she sits, give her 3 to 5 seconds of happy, upbeat attention, and then stop. She wants more. She's got to respond to another command and get a few more pets, and then you stop. You can do 3 to 5 commands at one time. Then you cut her off, fold your arms, tell her that's enough, stand up, walk away. So you have a cutoff command. There are some other leadership things about leaders going through doorways first that sort of thing. And if you give them treats, you should treat them in order of pecking order. And your pecking order is Buddy is number one. Negrita is number two, and she needs to accept that role. Now, so if you give them treats, Buddy's turn, Negrita's turn. Buddy's turn, Negrita's turn. You will make it clear who's on top. Now, then you add one rule, and Buddy doesn't have to go on the no free lunches so much, although it wouldn't hurt him a little bit. But the rule that you add is that, you know, that she has to earn everything so that life becomes a real boot camp for her. Ah, geez, I don't get anything around here for free. I have to earn it all. Well, then you add one rule. The only time you get it for free, lots of love, talkie, and pets, is whenever Buddy comes close. So, Negrita might be sitting there earning attention from you. Buddy starts walking close over. Oh boy, Buddy's here. Good friends, you pet them both. Buddy walks away, you cut her off. Buddy comes back, they both get free attention. Buddy walks away, you cut her off. This, they're like little kids. And what she'll do with this is that, geez, life's really tough. I have to earn everything. But whenever that dumb Buddy comes over here, I get it for free. Hey, Buddy, come hang out with me more often. So we want to start changing the way she feels about having him around, that he becomes a positive thing.
And it's about other dogs being around, too. It's,
okay, so you could do the same thing with others and so forth.
Because I feel like that with her and being in survival mode on the street, that she had good relationship with other dogs, but there was just this angst of having other dogs take her food. Other dogs... And it's not like she's not worried about them taking the other food, but it's just that she had to be in protective mode a lot with other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just this feeling of it's hard to put it in. It's just insecurity.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So her trusting you more will make a big difference.
Yep. So taking over, I mean, the best way to emotionally and psychologically stabilize animal or dogs is by providing powerful leadership, rules, control, direction. Remember the vibrator from last week? Martha came in, lowered the boom, pulled the rug out from under that dog, upset the whole life. Apple cart totally tipped. The dog has not vibrated since. Okay? They relax in the presence of powerful leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then, Joan, in the course of you listening whenever you can, have you heard me describe to you how to teach a jolly routine? Joan? What happened to Joan?
Joan, are you still there?
I hear her way in
sounds
the back.
Like, yeah, she's sounds kind of far away from the phone. Are you up with your
I'm
phone?
I'm here.
Okay.
Am I back?
Yes.
I'm on like a flip phone, so I don't know how well.
Okay. Now, have you heard me talk about a jolly routine and how to teach a jolly routine?
I think you better explain, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay. How many callers we got on the line?
Yeah, well, I mean, not to. Yeah, take.
Well, you need a jolly routine because you need to be able to trigger out any situations where you feel her going into the anxiety and the survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You don't correct them. This is not a place where you lower the leadership and correct them. You trigger them out with a jolly routine. And this helps change the way they feel about things. But have you got time? Can I put you on hold so we can take our other caller and make sure that they get taken care of? And then we have time. I can come back and tell everybody how to do a jolly routine.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll hold on.
Okay, so we're okay on advertisers, right? So let's put Joan back on hold. And Nathan, where are we going?
We are headed to Lake Stevens to speak with our good friend, the plumber,
no!
Tina.
She's the toilet queen! Woohoo! Yay! Tina, toilet queen, welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear it's working out. Yay!
Did we have a good time doing a toilet or what?
Well, you were in the other room. I was doing the tunnel. What's this wee stuff?
Well, that's true. When you set the widgets and you were sitting on it and stuff, I was in the other room. But I did help. I helped lift and all of that good stuff.
This is true.
But, yeah.
This is true. I just have a really quick question for Natasha so that
sure.
you can go back to the other gal. And my friend Naomi's supposed to call in. So I texted her and said, hey, get on the phone. So
okay.
I was just going to ask Natasha, there's something going on with my big bay thoroughbred Logan, and I'm wondering if she has any insight and if we need to call the vet that we just finished paying off.
And do you want any more details from Tina, or you just want to...
A little bit more, just because we've been in
you
one place.
You want to know kind of what's going on with
him? It's just a changing of the gears. Just give me enough to change gears a little bit more, please.
It has to do with an apple.
An apple?
I gave him an apple the other day, and he wasn't really able to eat it.
Yeah, because when you first said his name, the thing I got was digestion.
Oh, okay, that's the first thing that came.
That's digestion. The first thing that got before you even said apple. So, so with that, I just feel like he's just. Did he get into? Has he been a little stressed?
No, not really. He's just been home. I'm thinking teeth. I'm thinking that he can't chew the apple, and he just rolled it around in his mouth, and I'm thinking he's got a toothache or something.
Well, now, when you said apple, before that to Natasha, the first thing she got was digestion.
Mm-hmm.
When you said apple and started to say that, what I got was teeth. So my first thing was teeth, maybe need to be floated or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You said you just paid off the vet. Was any kind of dental stuff and teeth? And how does this sound weird?
Teeth can be really involved here.
But actually, teeth floating in horses, that always bothered me. What the heck does floating mean? But they actually use a file and scrape. I don't know what it has to do with floating. But anyway...
It was a dental appointment that, you know, he had, and he had his teeth floated, but he did have his teeth floated, so that's what, but I'm wondering if maybe he's got something going on right now.
Okay, so when you were giving him an apple, were you giving him pieces of an apple or a whole apple?
A whole apple.
Okay, and And does he have a big mouth that you take the whole apple into his mouth and crunch it all at once? Or would you hold the apple and him take a bite out of it?
He usually takes a bite, but this was a smaller apple. So he took the whole apple, put it in his mouth, rolled it around a little bit, and spit it out. Kind of tried to chew it, but didn't.
So that would indicate jaw
and teeth, wouldn't it?
Getting anything specific,
Natasha?
Yeah,
and that's why I wanted more filtration, more detail. Yeah, it does sound like teeth. Back, if I'm looking at the horse, it's the back left.
Back left?
Yeah, okay. So if I'm pointing to my left side.
Yeah, you are pointing to your left side.
So it feels like the back left.
Okay.
Is when you rub on his jaw, is it sore?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, I'll go home and do some stuff, but yeah, so I didn't give him any more apple.
Well, and you could, poke around on his jaw around, kind of feel to see if you get any sensitivity anywhere in there. Now you could take an apple and slice it, you know, apple slicer?
Yeah.
And try and giving him just a slice and see what he does with that. You know, and you might be able to just fool around a little bit to see, and he's chewing it, that's on the right side, or there's something on the left.
Yeah,
but,
there's something about like a piece of grain maybe is stuck, or you know, there's just something that feels off. It's not like his teeth feel good, you know, like being floated and stuff.
Floss for horses. now, how is Logan? Can you mess around in his mouth? Can you stick your fingers in there and look around?
Not really, no.
Okay. So I was going to say, you could go looking for that. There could be something stuck in between the two.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure would, God, too bad he doesn't know how to have his teeth brushed.
Yeah. Okay.
Would he handle a hose to wash out his mouth?
Yes.
Wash out his mouth and not soap. Use a hose, though, huh?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was seeing was you putting a hose up there and seeing if that might. And if, you know, there's the dot
something.
To dot. See if these little things might help. And if it doesn't, call a vet because this is something that can get into an abscess. Because I was going to, that's what I was kind of wondering if he was getting maybe starting of an abscess. But at the same time,
but there's
though,
a possibility there's something stuck on the tooth that's putting extra. Because, you know, that can happen. You get something stuck and you pressure, it hurts.
Uh-huh. It does. It does.
Well, I have a toothache, too, so.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What? Is your toothache, Tina, are you serious? You have a toothache?
I do, yeah.
Right side or left side?
Left side.
That's your receiving side.
Uh-huh. It is.
Is she picking up Logan? Or is he picking, because the left side would indicate
I'm focusing on the horse.
But I mean, it's because it's Tina's left side. That's her receiving side. So it, maybe she's picking up his stuff or she got dental stuff going on, too.
Yeah. Separate identity.
So
what is he saying about the stress when you first
Well, there's something that I feel like because that's the thing is that I've had somebody said, I've had bad dreams lately. I said, well, did you go through stress about 3 weeks ago? And she went, yeah.
Well, I think Logan has been stressed because Tina's been moving him around to different trainers and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
he has that stressed feel to
me. He was away from his girl, Rainey, his herd mate, for a long time. So he's been back home for a while, but there's stress in the background.
Sure. I'm feeling like he's just got that. He doesn't handle stress as well as some other.
He's not thoroughbred.
He's not as grounded as a lot of animals.
Yeah. He's a thoroughbred. I repeat. And a quarter horse, Tina.
Yeah, I know. And, well, there's been a lot of coyote activity at our house.
There you go.
See, and that's where I was picking up digestion.
Because horses are a prey animal, and where do they get grabbed? In their belly.
Yeah. So I'm not wrong with digestion, but there's something going on with this digestion, and it's dealing with stress. And so he needs almost like to be... how a dog likes to shake stress off? He almost feels like he's not able to get that out of him. So maybe just giving him a good brushing off, a good curry or something just to shake the energy off of him would help a lot.
Tina,
and then look at his mouth.
Take your hands, flat hands, fingers and thumb together. If you spread your fingers, you scatter the energy. You start at his head, his top, and you keep your hands like within an inch or two of his body. And you're just going to slide all the way down. Whoops, I'm messing with my microphone here. And slide all the way down over the top of his butt and then shake your hands off.
I do that with my dog. I do that with my husband.
Yeah,
I do that.
Shake it off. All the way down, shake it off. Then go over and do the other side. All the way down, shake it off. Anybody, you can do this with your animal friends. You can do it with yourself. You can do it with your friends. But flat hands, fingers, thumbs together. You spread your fingers. You scatter the energy. Keep them together. Stay within the energy field within 1 to 2 inches. Mm-hmm. And then shake them off. And that's a really good way to clear energy fields.
Yeah, go down through his tail too.
Okay.
Okay.
You can even clear his legs. Clear his legs. Clear the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So Tina's on a mission. Clear that boy. After all, you were messing with toilets. I was going to say you were messing with toilets this week, so clear yourself too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well,
have a good day, ladies.
Flushing emotion. Yes.
All righty, Tina. Have a good one. See you next week.
Thank you for trusting.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, then. Anybody else?
We do have a couple callers on the line, so I think we should just take our break.
We got to take advertisers, but that's all. Yeah, you can tell me during the break what's going on. All right, everybody, hold on. We're going to try to get to everybody. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Woohoo, that would be us. Hey, you guys, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter sitting across the table from me here. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. She does a number of classes and that she can schedule custom merrily for you, and she does private readings. What, over the phone is most often what you do?
I Zoom.
In Zoom or phone. How do you prefer that people contact you for readings and such? To just call you to go through the website, or does it matter?
It's more their comfort zone. They can go through a website, make an appointment through my website. They can email me, and I will schedule an appointment with them. Okay. Or text me, and I can help with that way, too. I just kind of roll with things.
Okay. So angelicclarifications.com or call or text 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. If you send a text and she doesn't respond, it's probably worth calling her, because she doesn't get my text and we haven't figured out why.
Oh, I get everybody else's. It's just yours.
It's just mine. She doesn't get. So we're not sure what's going on with that. Alrighty. So we are going to, let's just go ahead and cruise. We've got to try to get in one more caller before Joan, we do Jolly Routine. So let's see if we can pull this off. So Nathan, who are we talking to?
Our next caller is Alexa in Seattle. Welcome to the show. You're live with Natasha and Martha.
Hello.
Alexa.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Hey, what do you need help with?
Yeah, I thought I would ask a question about myself. It sounds like that's okay.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. You know, we address the human animal all the time. Yep. So.
Oh, yay, good, because the kitties are doing really well since the last time we spoke.
Wonderful.
And so that's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, so my question is this. For a number of years now, I've had this sort of tripartite problem, and going to see my naturopath on Tuesday, and I thought I would connect with you before I go, because we're still having trouble figuring out what's what. So I have a wrist and shoulder that I sprained last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely not very strong. It was definitely not very strong. So 2 years before that, I had another problem with it, and I pulled a muscle around my heart, and I think I pulled a muscle in my right rib around my esophagus. Now,
Jeez, stop beating yourself up, for crying out loud.
Well, it's an upper body, much, just my work. And I've been slowly, slowly reducing the work and changing the work and healing it.
So what's your question for Natasha?
The question is, I'm doing a lot of healing work with a chiropractor.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good. And everything is healing up very well, except for the heart issue, its inflammation, and this esophageal thing, which actually is getting better, but it's still lingering.
Question?
We're just down to the last 5-10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, we've got another caller I have to take. So what's your question, Alexa?
My question is, what is going on in those two areas? The wrist, I understand, but what's happening in the, is it like reflux? Is it a hernia? Is it what is happening there, and what's going on with my heart?
You stretched out the muscle, so the muscle has not, that's an area where it's hard to rebuild that muscle to get it stronger again.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm feeling like. There's some, this might be more of a private session, because I'm seeing that there's some past life issues with connected with this. And I don't want to go into the detail, because it's not, I don't want to put you into an image and then be leave you stuck there. And there's some other scenarios that are going on too that I feel.
So
and
this
it's
is
more energetic
than just something surface that going real. This has got past life significance, and there's some roots there and stuff.
Yes, it's this life.
So learning about that and working with it could be very helpful for her.
Yes, because there is action in this lifetime that's causing the scenario. The healing is being prohibited, from what I am seeing in my perception, with some energetic things from the past.
Okay. And so a private reading, you would have time to be able to dwell into that and figure out what it is, so that
yes,
that
and not
Alexa
leave you not leave you on the
sure, okay.
If that makes any sense.
But that's great, and I'm happy to do that, because I really want to get rid of this thing. Is there anything you can just tell me, because I'm a little concerned because of the COVID stuff going on and getting any kind of myocardia problem.
Oh, so, okay. So release that. Release
okay.
that. Release
okay.
that. Put
you
that,
attract to yourself what you,
you
fear.
Exactly. So what I've been doing lately is things that I would like to have my higher self or spirit take care of, is I put them in a box and give it over to what I believe in. And so fear and angst, even your discomfort, put it in a box and give it over to Archangel Michael, your higher power, whoever you can give it over to for love and change. And that will help transition this angst that you have around it to being more of a healing moment. Because sometimes we don't have an understanding of why is this happening, but yet if we can just give it over, just, I don't understand it, you take care of it. I don't understand it. You take care of it. It's been very healing to be able to do that. And that will maybe give you, in the short time that I have to tell you this, this will give you that moment of releasing what is going on with your body. Because I see it as it's almost like a flutter type of feeling in there. And I can, uh-huh. I'm getting it that, and just picture love going to it. Picture a lot of love going to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I could tell you, Alexa, I don't know if you listen to the station during the week,
mm-hmm.
But Nels is quite good sometimes at these, with past life connections, things going on. When you're focused on it, he can often shift those things in the body mm-hmm. for you. So you could mm-hmm. tune in at noon on Wednesday because he does Mystic Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to call, use the same number to call in, but you got to call in right at noon in order to get in the queue to be able to get in the hour.
Yeah.
But you could focus on what's going on with you and your heart, and that they could do a quick healing for you on the air. That might be helpful, and it's mm-hmm. free, so you know you could do that while you're waiting to connect with Natasha. However long that takes. But mm-hmm. now have you got, Natasha's angelicclarifications.com, and I can give you her phone, her number, if you've got something to write with, if you haven't already written it down.
That's okay. No, I'll look it up. It's fine. So you don't see any, bacterial or viral infection or anything?
No.
It's all just muscular.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right,
okay,
Alexa.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right, let's get quickly back to Joan. And
she's back on the air now. Welcome back, Joan.
All right, Joan. Hi. So we got to do this slam dunk radio style. You're going to teach a jolly routine. You're going to teach it to both dogs. You can do it at this, both with them. You need a high value food reward that they both really, really like. They're not going to get mm-hmm. any other time. You want them to cue on the trigger phrase or words that you say, not on the food or the act of getting the food. So you practice a jolly routine when the dogs are just hanging out, not expecting anything. Let's say, for example, my dog's jolly routine is cheese, and I use oh boy something. So oh boy hot dog, oh boy chicken, oh boy cheese. Robbie's trigger phrase is oh boy cheese. So I'll use that as an example. If I'm going to start a jolly routine with your dogs, I either already have two pieces of cheese on my body, they don't know I have it, or it's still living in the refrigerator. Out of the blue, you just start saying the phrase, oh boy cheese, dogs, who wants cheese? Oh boy cheese, woohoo, oh boy cheese. Then get up and keep repeating the phrase and get the dogs all pumped up. Oh boy cheese, mm-hmm. oh boy cheese, woohoo, oh boy cheese. 2 to 3 minutes of oh boy cheesing. Okay, then you stop out of your pocket. They each get a cheese, buddy first, degree to second, or into the kitchen you go. You get out the cheese, they each get a piece. You're done. You can mm-hmm. practice a jolly routines as often as you want, but there needs to be 2 to 3 hours between practice jollies. And you want to get to the point that they're out like light bulbs. All you have to say is, oh boy cheese. And they're like, whoa. Wow, we're ready. Where is it? Mm-hmm. Now, that is your first and foremost, your emergency push button. So you're sitting there, you're watching, maybe Negrita's doing something. Buddy comes walking over and is getting close, and you just have a sense, that's when you hit the, oh boy cheese, you trigger him out. You trigger her out. And so you can start working on your jolly routine. Get that laid in there. Whenever you see them coming together, do not stand there and observe and watch and wonder what might happen, especially if you're entertaining the fact that she might bite him. Okay.
Yeah.
So you see them coming together. You're saying, oh, boyfriends, Greta, gentle with buddy. And you can be talking to her. Power in numbers, Negrita. You want to be on Buddy's team because he's bigger than you. He's black. That's the most powerful color. You're safer with him.
So basically, when I say to the point after giving them the cheese those times, I should be able to say it and then not have to give them cheese and make them.
No, you're always giving cheese when you do the jolly routine. But on down the line, okay, real quick, we had an earthquake a few years ago up in Monroe. Very late at night, I was sitting on my bed getting ready to turn out the light. Robbie was laying next to me on the bed. 2:52 in the morning, I was reaching for the light to turn it out. Didn't get to the light. Boom, big earthquake. Everything's shaking. It's noisy. Stuff's falling off walls, shelves, all of that. Didn't realize it till afterwards that Robbie'd never been through an earthquake. But he didn't make his own choices. He looks to mom and as to whether or not it's important. So he jumps up on the bed. He looks at me. His eyes are big as dollars. He's getting ready to launch and take off. So by that time, I realize we're having an earthquake. Okay, so I just looked up at him. Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. He looked at me. Are you kidding? Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Are you sure? Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, okay. And then he just turned around, laid back down. Did the same thing 10 minutes later. He's now certified for earthquakes. I didn't even get up and go get the cheese in the middle of the night because his jolly routine's so seated. I practiced a jolly routine the next day. So, you know, that's how you use it. It's an emergency push button. So work on that and call me back, you know, next
month. That will
help.
That will be helpful. That will be helpful.
Yeah.
We can do more.
I see that being very helpful.
We can do more the third Sunday of next week. Yeah. Happy Jollies, trigger out. Nell's work will be very important, so get on that. Right. That's going to help her more than anything else.
Oh, you've helped me. I've got so many great ideas, and
Blessings to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. God bless. Have a great week. Call me. Call us the third Sunday of next month if we need to continue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next week, Encore Show, it's Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, Spirit Unbroken. If you didn't hear it before, or if you did, you need to catch up, because on the 31st, I'll be back live. Walter will be with me live. We're going to start my series of teaching shows, and I'm going to do my very best to teach you all everything, more of what we're doing today, everything I know and put together in sessions. So somebody, you know, you guys won't need as much help. All righty. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you very much for letting me be here. It's been a blessing.
Well, we love you. Thank you for serving us, and we appreciate it. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again in two.